It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by
Dunkin'
Donuts. They are doing bacon, egg, and cheeses. Mine on a croissant.
Oh.
I appreciate a good croissant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, very French of you. Very fancy.
A lot of people often go with the roll, and then sometimes mix in a bagel or a biscuit, perhaps. But the croissant is very forgotten, very underrated.
It's a pastry. You're giving yourself a pastry along with a sandwich.
It's like almost like a dessert plus a sandwich.
Sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Yes, the savory, the buttery.
The proper amount of flaky with fluffy. Very delicious.
It's very nice.
Two, count them, two bacon, egg, and cheeses for $5 right now.
What?
That's crazy.
This is still warm. This is impressive.
You can't get anything. You can't get like anything for $5, let alone two things for $5.
Hell yeah.
You can eat a meal for $5 right now. America runs on Dunkin'. Barstool runs on Dunkin'. Two bacon, egg, and cheeses. We all run on Dunkin'.
Yes.
Go to your local Dunkin' Donuts. Get yourself two bacon, egg, and cheeses. You can split it with your friends, or you can be a fat ass like Fights and eat them both.
Come on, yeah.
Come on, ricochet shot. Yeah,
right there.
Rowan is
I've been
in.
Eating a lot of salads recently.
I just saw you eat a salad.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
I've been eating a lot of mini muffins recently, so how about that?
We've got to balance it out.
Dunkin' Donuts, I'll tell you what, they provided some other pastries back there. Oh, no, there's something. I don't know.
Let me show you the
I just had a donut. I'm the king of like breaking a donut in half and be like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to just have half a donut. And then I broke the second half into quarters and said, I'm just going to have this quarter. And very quickly, I ate the entire donut. But this one is very intriguing.
So, that's inventive.
This is so intuitive. It's like the whole of the donut comes, the donut hole comes from the hole. Yeah. But we just put it back in. And then we make it into a little spider with the legs and the eyes. It's very clever.
Oh, it's a spider.
Halloween
fuck it. They do it over. Dunkin' Donuts keeps on doing it. They got geniuses over in that factory.
America runs on the donut.
Yeah, it does.
But we got Ron on the program today.
Yes.
Dave, no days off, is in Nantucket in fucking October.
Unbelievable.
We went Thursday night, Liv.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon.
He's at a meeting in Boston.
Actually. Oh,
he's at a business with
I don't know. That's not what I heard, Tommy.
Heard that game, Tommy.
That's not what I heard. I just saw a video.
I was just saying, someone was ripping at a chicken box last night.
I saw a Golden Hour report, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know where Dan is, unfortunately, because the Bears fucking dominated. It would be nice to put on for his boy, Mitch.
He threw his back out.
Five touchdowns in the first half. Did I see that right?
Yep.
Holy yes, Caleb was at the game.
I know, good luck, John.
The fucking quarterback whisperer. He definitely said some shit in his ear.
But like legit, I'm sure Mitch was like, I remember the director of morale days. He had that once again professionally, tore that shit up.
If you're the Bears, how do you not hire Caleb? How do you not at least offer him a very lucrative job?
He's got to be like their third string quarterback.
Yes, like, get him on the roster. Why not?
That'd be unbelievable.
Who's the third string quarterback?
Right?
Why not
as much value as Caleb, I'll tell you that much.
Six tutties.
Man, imagine how like nuts people would go if Caleb did get like a third string job and be like, what about Kaepernick? This kid quit college football in his second year. Colin Kaepernick can't get a job. Are you kidding me?
This kid's a blogger. What?
That's amazing.
So Roan is in, and we'll start with you. Obviously, it's an NFL Monday. Not great for your birds losing to Feidelberg's Titans.
Dude, that fucking sucked. That fucking
I watched that game with about six Eagles fans, and as a big Titans guy, that was a lot of fun.
Seeing you tweet about it pissed me off. I was getting like, why the fuck does he like the Titans? What is it? So what's the connection again? They do this for the boys thing?
Well, to be honest, Vrabel's your boy? I've said he should. They're laying it on so thick. I think he should. It's almost like the Bears drafted Caleb to be like a fan.
Yes.
That's what the Titans are doing to John.
Yes.
It's working. I'm so easy. If you like, if you show me a little bit of attention, I'm like, what's up? I'll suck your dick.
I mean, every speech is for the boys. Every like mantra, every practice, they're wearing the shirts. They're like, everything is for the boys. They're wearing hats like Feidelberg.
You know what it is? For the boys on team. One, two, three. For the boys!
They're tagging him in every tweet. They Big Daddy Fights.
Yeah. No way.
I'm going to the game. I'm going to the Pats game in November, which will be, some could argue that's bigger than the Super Bowl. That's the game for my fandom.
Right.
That's the.
Was on the line?
I mean, it can't
it's
really
not on the line. It really should be. You've had your run with the Patriots. You won with them. And now you have these guys who literally want you. I said it's like if you're a player. Hey, I grew up a Jets fan, but I got drafted by the Niners. I'm now a Niners fan. John is being drafted by the Titans.
You have. Aren't you? Do you have a connection with Vrabel? You've met him before, at least.
Yeah, we became like friendly.
And that's the other thing, too. The Vrabel, he and his wife are awesome. So it's like,
I'm watching. When we go down in November, I will be watching with his wife. And we're going to I'm already deciding what I'm gonna wear. I'm like, can I wear a Pats shirt? Like,
no,
I can't wear a
wear
Titan.
For the boys. Wear
I can't
for the boys.
But that's a Titan shirt now.
It's a for the boys shirt.
It's a all right. We'll see. I'm still waiting.
Are you gonna be one of those assholes and get like a split down the middle, like?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. That's the worst.
That's what I was gonna do. Just have it printed.
No, that's the worst.
Maybe even just personally sew two together.
Just like New England Titans. How about that?
I saw Ed Sheeran doing that, like wearing like a Giants Jets like half and half jersey.
But I
wouldn't wear. First thing that made me hate Ed Sheeran.
I wouldn't wear a jersey. I would do a half and half Barstool shirt.
You're still an asshole.
Yeah, still no, an asshole, yeah, no doubt. But also, like, the For the Boys stuff and the hat stuff and, like, the tween, that won me over. But that's a fucking fun team,
they're
no matter
what.
They're a good team. I compared it to
Wrong the Young Way.
I saw a 1980 documentary about the 1980 Russian team. And they said that it was almost fun to lose because it was so cool. They'd forgotten that winning was supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
They like it was just what they were, the Red Army was programmed
you're gonna
to do.
Fuck you.
No. But
I
like,
know where you're gonna compare yourself.
I know. It's a legitimate comparison. 15 years, it's just been like win. And like the Titans are fun. They're like they're jacked up. They're pounding their chest.
When you see
Vrabel's
like,
fucking
guys,
wrestling with the guys. Yeah.
Vrabel and, like, won the game for them. Like it was in overtime, and it was 4th and 3, and they were going to kick a 50-yard field goal. And he said, "You know what? Call the timeout. Get everybody off the field." And he put his fucking balls on the table. 3 4th-down conversions on that last drive. Like as an Eagles fan, it fucking sucks. We're definitely getting everybody's best shot against us. But like. The Vrabel kind of pulled like a big balls Doug Peterson move and just kept going for it on 4th down.
Are you
won it for the squad?
What's your vibe on your birds right now?
I mean, I'm not like worried. And I feel like a Pats fan saying that. Like, oh, I'm not worried. Like, we have our championship. But I am learning we're getting everybody's best shot. And it sucks to have lost to the fucking Bucks who just got smoked by the Bears. They're not that good. And like the Titans, you have to feel like those are games.
You
penciled in as wins before the season started. So
I mean, I feel like everybody expected a little bit of regression from the Eagles, but, you know, they're regressing. For sure.
No, it's tough. It's tough. And hopefully, I mean, there's a lot of injuries. I don't know if that's a fucking worthy excuse, but there's it's not there. It doesn't have the magic.
But that's what you get to have,
man,
as the Patriots. Is like, you be like, when my full team, I think it was Belichick always says, but your team in September, right? Your team in November. So you say, let me get my team. We'll wait. Let's see. We'll figure it out.
Alshon Jeffrey just got back yesterday. It's like Darren Sproles will come back. Like some of these guys will kind of come back and fill out our roster a little bit.
For like bottom line though, is you got yours, bro.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You know,
you
could lose out,
too.
And I feel like it would be like
it's cool still.
It's
no,
good,
I definitely have a little bit of a malaise, a post Super Bowl malaise.
Speaking of malaise, Jeff Fisher in the booth stinks.
Mm.
Oh, we're not even getting a shout out to the Patriots being back, huh?
Okay. Okay. Oh, I thought the Patriots weren't even gone, so we can't.
No, I thought the Patriots were terrible last 2 weeks. This week was I was watching
Miami just with the doctor ordered. You know?
They were 3-0. Like Miami was like
true.
It was like, are they a real team?
That
like,
is true. Yeah.
Miami was 3-0. It would have been the first time since the year 2000 pre Brady that the Patriots went down 3 games in the division. And
that would be tough.
And
tough
it was
to come back,
it was just it wasn't even just like a comeback. In New York, CBS changed with 10 minutes left. In the third quarter, they said, this game is no longer competitive. We're going to go to another game. They showed a half of
That'd
the game.
That'd be tough in the fourth.
It was barely kickoff. Yeah. Like, it was barely second half kickoff. And they're like, this is done.
Which was weird, by the way, because the Jets and Jags were on Fox 5, which was throwing
very
me for a loop. Very,
yeah.
Very weird.
I find myself even like agreeing with Dave, and I hate it that it's happening, but it's like the rest of the division looks like it fucking stinks. Like
I mean, that's the AFC East for you, man.
Fucking Dolphins.
It's not... Obviously, like, the Patriots are a great fucking franchise, but facts are facts. The AFC East has stunk for eternity.
I don't think that's true. The Patriots have a better record against other divisions than they do against the AFC East.
Well, the Jets always do give them a weird amount of problems, but I'm saying...
Jets and the Dolphins
never,
always give them weird
there's
problems.
There's never anything to worry about big picture within your division if you play in the AFC East. Maybe you
every
have, like, a week...
See, I reject that because every single season I'm told it's another team.
Well, that's because we have to say that.
But like, I'm like, oh, it's the Dolphins here. It's the Bills. The Bills are good this year. The Jets are good this year. Every year, so, like, I don't agree with that. I don't
Jets
take
stink.
It. I don't accept that excuse.
You rebuke me.
Yeah.
The Jets stink. They're terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's bad.
And this is why I was like, don't start the kid, because here's the thing about starting Darnold. Like, everyone points to Goff and Wentz and shit. Those teams are good. They had good coaching. They had good play calling. They had a good offensive line. They have a good defense. Jets don't have, like, any of that. Their play calling is atrocious. They're still the most penalized team under the sun. And their offensive line has not been playing well. So, like, Darnold is not really learning. He's just getting his ass kicked.
And it happened so soon that they started him. It's like, this
was
shit,
just,
you could have at least given him to, like, week 8, week
that's
6
what I
or
said.
Some shit
right.
like
and
that.
Like, and week 1 was almost the worst thing that happened to them. Because not only did it get hopes high, but it got everyone being like, we made the right decision. See, this guy's the real deal. And now, yesterday was the first time that it was just like a fucking ass kicking. Week one, we won. Week two, you're still riding the wave a little bit. Oh, shit, we lost. And then Browns was like this fiasco, you know? It was like this circus.
Thursday Night Football, but, it's still not even real.
And then this game was just like, you're going to go play the Jags. They're much better than you. They're going to kick your ass, and that's what happens. And it's just there's no value of that at all.
Like, even if he's not learning bad habits, like, the fact that he's just getting his ass whipped has to hurt his morale or, like, his psyche of whether he's ability to feel like a winner. Like, you have to feel like a winner.
When you're not, like, reading the field because you're just looking at yourself getting your ass kicked every fucking snap. It's just, it's not good in Jets land. It never is.
I didn't get to watch. I went to a bar to watch the game because I figured there's no chance with the 1 o'clock AFC game with the Jets
Pats would
be on the TV. So I went to a bar and they had the sound. I sat in front of a Pats TV, so I couldn't see the Jets game, but the Jets game is what got the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounded sad.
Frankie Borelli said
just
that.
Like,
Frankie
called I couldn't this see anything that's happening. I was just like, oh, this is not good.
The Jets broadcast is always usually on CBS, and it's usually like the field is like a dingier green.
Yeah, why?
And the crowd is bad green. Like not as loud, but there's like white noise in the background. And Phil Simms and Jim Nantzer was just like, man, we're here. It's the Jets. It just, the whole thing always feels like shit.
They don't. I think it always everything on Fox feels like shit, no matter what.
To me, Fox looks like the colors are popping, and it's usually Joe Buck. They got the robot dancing. It's like a whole thing to me. Whereas the CBS is just like, yeah.
I don't like the Fox broadcast. I mean, granted,
because you're an AFC guy.
All I ever watch is CBS, so Fox just feels foreign.
I like the Fox. I'm a Fox broadcaster.
Yeah.
I
but
like
that's also because you're always watching NFC.
Yeah.
So you finally like the AFC, CBS. I hate it.
Yeah.
So. College. The reason I wanted to have you on here is to talk about 4th and 5 and that fucking
dude,
play
that
ball.
Fucking sucked. That was fucking terrible.
That's the message the of the day from Rome. That fucking sucked.
That was awful, dude. That was the worst fucking play call. How can you get
3 timeouts it took to get to that? Obviously, one was Ohio State. There was so much. And
staggering.
Granted, Kanye was on Saturday Night Live at 11:30, so I was getting ready to switch over. I was like, this game better end before 11:30. So it's 11:25. And they kept doing the fucking timeouts to get to that.
It's so unconscionable that would be the play that you run at any point.
At any point, let alone 4th and 5 with the game on the line.
You have a quarterback who you think is going to maybe be like a Heisman candidate, or he's battle tested. Like, give him a shot to throw the ball.
And he's
fourth
a fucking
and
mobile cow. At least roll him out.
Right,
like,
you
like,
have an
give
option
the
to
option.
Maybe do one of a couple things like that.
I mean, you can only play that if you've got like Saquon still on the team, or you got fucking Barry Sanders or something. Just give him the ball and let him go nuts.
I would have rather got blown the fuck out. I would rather got my ass whooped than have it be that close, because like Ohio State is objectively a better team this year. So to feel like we could have maybe stolen one and having been up the entire game and then losing it like that, it's tough.
Shout out to Double Baka Don. He was riding high.
James Franklin, not the biggest asshole of the night. I don't know if this is a video a lot of people have seen. It came across my feed yesterday. It's some fucking fan in the front row. James Franklin tried to fight a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a fan of being like, it was a bad play call, coach. It's a bad play. And Franklin kind of like, he gets held back. He like starts to like walk towards the guy. And like, it's an aggressive move. And then the guy is just like, hey, man, just talking to his friends at this point. Like he's forgiving James Franklin for getting out. He's like, I get it, man. Like, you know, it was a high stress. It's cool.
In other words,
I love you, but that's a bad call. I love you to death.
You got really mad. He just wanted to come out and say something. He was fine. He's obviously upset. Yeah.
Like, dude, you're not fucking giving James Franklin a pass because like this
like,
fucking.
Oh, okay. This random guy, he allows it. He'll allow it.
Yeah, it's fine. I get it. It's hot. Emotions are running high right now. It's fine with me, James. You know, I love you. I'm like, I'll go rip that fucking kid's head off right there. You're a 17-year-old little shit sitting front row.
If I was
Franklin, I'd fucking murder.
He should be allowed to like
murder.
Pop a kid.
But
in
what
the
is his defense? Is he about to go and be like, that was a good play call?
That is
like,
true.
I called the right play.
You don't get to tell him what to do. Go back to fucking baby bio. Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Was there any response from James Franklin? Like, was there a presser afterwards where he kind of
he got hot at the presser?
Yeah, he was kind of fired up at the presser.
Why? Because the kid just told him he had a bad play call.
Yeah, he made like a speech about like not doing like the little things.
End of the game, obviously, you know, we had a situation there going for it on 4th down, and you know, obviously after that we don't have the success that we should have had. Obviously, we should have called something different there.
But it's like. dude, like, it falls on you at the end of the day.
That one play is going to be the talk of the town.
Right. It wasn't like kids not executing or like people cutting corners. It's like that was, you shouldn't run a draw on fourth down with the fucking game on the line.
Reaction
no
from
what.
Jeff D. Lowe was just perfect.
He's I didn't see it.
Selfie filming just. He's like a puppy when you turn your head sideways.
What just happened? Everybody's just dejected sitting behind him. That fucking sucks for Penn State fans. But I mean,
I didn't know Jeff D. Lowe was a Penn State guy.
Oh yeah, he's part of the cult too.
Yeah,
he drinks the Kool-Aid.
That's tough. He's in the Browns cult and the fucking Penn State
brutal.
Cult. That's
brutal.
Tough.
Second half of the rundown, or next topic of the rundown, is brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go see any of these favorite teams we're talking about? You want to go see the Titans versus the Pats when Fights is there? Go to SeatGeek. All the tickets on the secondary market are available in one easy to read chart. So you can see all the prices, full transparency, and you get the most bang for your buck. You also get a guarantee that all tickets are the real deal. Holyfield, no fraudulent tickets. You'll make sure you get in the building. It's not just sports. It's music. It's comedy. It's plays, musicals, any sort of live entertainment. SeatGeek, get your tickets. You can also get $10 off your first purchase when you use the promo code RUNDOWN. So download the app, go to settings, add a promo code, RUNDOWN, $10 off.
It's always wild when people show us like the screenshots. They pay like $3 for a ticket through SeatGeek.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you should really use it.
Seriously.
Very smart.
You mentioned it. Kanye was on SNL. Album was supposed to drop. Didn't. Classic Kanye fashion. No explanation.
He's done that. He's dropped, what, 5 albums this year? Not only one dropped on time.
And every time, like...
I mean, obviously, they were all his. Some were just produced. Like, yeah. Tiana Taylor was rolled out.
Previously, it was like, oh, we're waiting for Chance's verse, or we're, like, pushing this back because of this beat. And those are probably bullshit, too. He's probably just causing hype. But this was just nothing. He just didn't put it out, right?
Yeah.
There was
no
there was no talk.
He woke
there was
up Sunday morning, he's live tweeting like nothing happened.
And I mean, he was probably on SNL tweeting. For this reason. Like, let's coincide together. Let's do it all. No album.
It just turned into his political statement. He fucking sucks, too, dude.
Yeah,
he's
man.
The same. When he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a Colin Kaepernick shirt, he's the same thing as the fan who wears the shit on both sides of him. It's like, bro, you can't have both sides.
He redid the MAGA hat. The MAGA hat, he changed the brim of it, and he built it with positivity. So I don't think you really...
I didn't
really
realize that. I hadn't heard that part
you
of
were
it.
Kanye stan.
I was,
I'm not a...
So how are you going to defend this one?
Which part? We talked about that last rundown. Oh, yeah, you weren't here. We talked about that with Francis, the double thing. I find him very interesting. Like, I don't know if he... Like, I've said this exact quote. Like, I don't know if he's an idiot or if he's, like, serious. I don't know if he's a troll or serious. I don't know if he's an asshole or hysterical. Like, I just find him an intriguing person.
That's fine, but do you like him?
I like any celebrity. I'm interested in what they do.
He sucks right now.
He sucks.
Man.
That bullshit where, after SNL, when he did... The first performance was fucking hilarious.
The Lil Pump song. Here's the thing. If you
that
are,
was so goddamn funny.
But
funny.
He didn't mean it to be funny.
No, he did. He was laughing his ass off.
The
moment he got out there, he was immediately couldn't contain himself.
All right, that's fine. If you're just like, this is our goofy ass video where we
is that Lil Pump is the other guy?
Yeah.
You could tell he was like mad. Because Kanye he's like, dude, I still want to be a serious artist.
Yeah, right. Like, I care about this. I'm 20 years old, dude. You're making my career.
You guys out here and still are sparkling, and like Kanye's just doing Fortnite dances.
Just some fucking 40-year-old
those costumes of all things, too, though, where like you just can't move at all. It's funny, but if he's laughing, he's laughing. Fine. But I got the vibe that they like think that's like performance art, much like a lot of his shit, where he just takes himself way too seriously now. If he's laughing, then whatever.
I'll defend Kanye on that. I won't defend him on his last one after Ghost Town. He was like interrupted that to give like a whole speech. Like,
see, they laughing at me. You heard them? They scream at me. They bully me. They bullied me backstage. They said, "Don't go out there with that hat on." They bullied me backstage. They bullied me. And then they say I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm gonna listen to y'all now.
80% of things said about Donald Trump are bad. Like, well, 100% of things are bad. So at least he's getting 20.
That shit is, we're not allowed to get political here anymore. Right. But Kanye is too stupid and too uninformed to be as political as he's being.
I'm just tired of him saying that he's not in the sunken place.
Okay.
To get like he's fucking. Just it's like saying no offense and then saying something super offensive. Like just because you say I'm not in the sunken place, it gets you out of like, bro, you're in the sunken place still. You're a fucking psychopath right now. Shit is bad for you, Kanye, and you need to sit back and reassess. Like you can't fucking dig your way out of this one. You need some time.
He even said that like when he first did his Trump thing, and I think T.I. went and talked to him, and T.I. was like he hadn't heard of the Muslim man.
Yeah.
So like you're way too uninformed.
He doesn't know what the fuck.
And this was like when that was hot. This was like when that was the top of the news. And he's like, yeah, he hadn't heard about that.
He's stuck in like Kardashian world where it's fake life, but you're trying to comment on real life stuff.
Yeah.
You know? At first I really thought like, you know what, doesn't matter. People are still gonna listen to his music, buy his sneakers, gonna love it. But like I see Tyler tweeting and Jesus Nice tweeting like this is pathetic, like fuck this guy. People like that are speaking out who were previously definitely down with him now being like, fuck this. I mean, not like he's gonna, there's Caleb. You gotta get drafted by the Bears.
I gotta get drafted?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, after your boy goes off, I think you gotta dust.
I think you gotta
dust off the director of morale boots again and reprise that role.
Oh, man. Get back in the mix. Who's your third string?
Have to be more valuable than like their third string quarterback.
I don't know if they got one.
Right.
I might be their third string.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, bro.
We were just saying how mad would the world be if you got a job and Colin Kaepernick's still on the sidelines.
Can you imagine?
No, that was really surreal to see because it was like one after another. It's like you even see the final stat line at 6 touchdowns, but he had five in the first half, and they just hand the ball off every play in the second half.
I wish they just let him fly the whole time, see what he could have put up. It would have been like 11.
It was unbelievable.
He must have been flying high afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it was, obviously.
Once in a lifetime type of game.
Once in a lifetime.
That's fucking sick.
I'm sure he's always a pretty, like, even keeled.
Yeah, actually, he, like, acted like they would have, like, lost. I mean, the same exact.
That's almost more impressive to me than when you got to deal with the negativity. To just sit at a press conference and be like, well, you know, we went out there, we executed. Bro, you just threw for 5 touchdowns in the first half. Come on, let it rip.
It was 6, dude. You threw 6 touchdowns. Like 6.
So many.
No, he's a good dude, though. And he killed it. So they're on a bye week this week.
That's a good game
going to bye week.
Well, congrats to you, Caleb. You get a dub there as well. Moving on, we got. Oh, Matt Damon was also on SNL. Doing Brett Kavanaugh.
Smashed it.
Very
funny. Smashed
fun.
It. I don't typically
when
like.
He's chugging the water. All the little things were very funnier to me than the blatant joke, gangbang Gary, and like a lot of the heavy-handed like assault jokes. But like the chugging the water, the sniffling, the turning the page.
He shotguns the water. He says, "Give me a can of water."
Funny. I'm a keg half full kind of guy. It was all very funny.
What was the line where he's like. Talking about how he like used to drink all through high school. He's like, I was the drunkest, proudest virgin ever. I never had sex.
It's funny to make fun of these. You know, obviously it's a very serious situation, but that shit was funny.
It's unfortunate that I was hoping it would be like maybe like an Alec Baldwin role, but like once he gets confirmed.
There's gonna be no more news on it.
Right. Do you think that SNL does a Kanye skit next week on SNL? Like, I feel like they have to make fun of what just happened.
What Kanye did.
Like, it was uncomfortable even seeing everybody in the background, like Colin Jost, just like standing there. Like, they have to make fun of that because it was too awkward of a situation.
I think Kyle Moody was just staring at a wall.
Yes.
He was just like, oh my fuck.
Who do you think, like Keenan do it or something? Or bring out Jay Farrow or some shit to do an impression?
That'd be big.
Conor McGregor.
That was a great performance, though, up until that part. That was actually, Ghost Town was dope. Yeah. Cuddy looked fire. Cuddy had
he had a nice little
good
drip.
Fit on.
Yeah, he was killing it.
What? Ghost Town's a good song. That was a good performance up until
I want you to dress like Cuddy. I want you to wear that fit.
No, I couldn't wear that. I know.
You got the legs for it. You got the thighs for it.
Conor McGregor, all-time quote.
With all due respect to everyone, fuck everyone.
He's the best.
That's crazy.
Was it all due respect to everyone? Fuck everyone. Fuck everyone. He is like a wrestler mixed with a rapper, mixed with a poet.
I feel like one day we're going to hear that he has a writer and it's going to break my fucking heart.
Don't even put that
that's
out
what
there.
It just happened with Will Smith. Like Will Smith's Instagram stories.
He's a writer's room.
He's a writer, yeah.
No, he has a room, not just a writer. He has a writer's room.
I wish you didn't tell me that.
Will Smith's all Instagram stories.
I was actually just watching,
written.
And this was a cornier one, and I feel like maybe this one was off the cuff. I don't know. When he did his skydiving, and he just had like a very inspirational speech.
Yeah,
about, like,
you gotta go get it.
Was that written?
I would imagine.
Yes,
so.
Yes, dude. It's a writer's. It's like people are like pitching ideas.
That wasn't funny, but it was corny. But I was kind of like, you know, inspired a little bit to find out that all that shit is fugazi is very upsetting.
Yeah. Yes, but no way that Connor could like he couldn't like deliver lines that like you think that he. Like,
the delivery is fantastic, but so is Will Smith.
But Will Smith is an actor, though.
Yeah,
he's a knockout.
Also,
specialist.
I mean, fuck everyone is not like a speech. You know what I mean?
That's genius. Whoever wrote that.
Like the double champ does whatever the fuck he wants. Like someone else might have. I kind of smashed that accent.
That actually sounded good. I didn't even know you had that in you.
My accents usually quickly go Australian, but I think I held it that time.
The fuck is really what it's about. Yeah, it's like,
does anyone have a? I mean, he has a big week, but is his week bigger than Robbie Fox's week? Like
Robbie's out there.
He's
right?
already
oh,
out
wow.
there.
Yeah, I went last night.
He doesn't even have any room for a loss right now. Like, if they lose, Robbie Fox is fucking done.
Robbie like, Fox, like the Russian mob is mad at Robbie Fox.
Yes, dude.
See, here's the thing. I feel like Bob is like one McGregor, Team McGregor win away from like being in the camp.
Yep.
Yes.
But he's like one loss away from getting whacked by the Russian mob.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like we beat McGregor and now we have like one last loose end to tie up. It's that fucking kid, Bob.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like walk up
this
to him.
This is a high stakes match we got here.
Seriously.
This is, by the way, this is Boston in particular, but we got a fucking hot week of sports. Everyone always sucks the Kentucky Derby dicks, Kentucky Derby weekend's dick. We got Bruins Caps Wednesday,
ooh.
Pats Thursday.
Kickoff? That's
opening,
the real game.
Wow. NHL. Wednesday, Pats Thursday, Sox Friday, Saturday, McGregor Saturday. Let's
rough
have
and,
a week.
Rough and rowdy we Friday too.
Rough and rowdy Friday too.
Yes, woo-hoo. Rough and
we
rowdy.
We got the game 163-1, game 163-2, wild card games, DS. It's a good time to be a sports fan.
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's one of those moments where I say, if you're not a sports fan, what are you fucking doing with your life? This is also a week where Marty Mush is probably gonna like lose all of his money and.
What the fuck was
the
picture
the
fuck with
is
the
bird? Your bird?
What's
get
the bird?
Here.
What was the
was,
bird?
I feel like you told me that during Idol Week, and I feel like I remember hearing
I
that and thinking like, well, we can't hire this kid.
You thought you
and
got
then
away
I
with
forgot
it?
About
did
it.
You remember? What up?
That,
well, you have a bird?
Being
a,
yeah, he, oh, has yeah. A, he has a
he's like a bird on a stick.
On a broom handle.
Oh,
like
okay,
broom,
I saw that,
yeah.
I saw that.
I mean, that was...
What the fuck is that?
What do you mean? No, I just didn't understand.
Birds. What? I've always said this.
Well, I'm
dogs,
scared shitless of it.
Dogs are,
wait,
you know,
you have
the
a
pet.
Bird you're scared of?
Yeah, I won't go near. I'll like put a broom
what
in
do you mean
I mean,
you're
he's
holding
it.
It.
He's like...
Wait. I'm confused.
Yeah. It's confusing.
I think I'm blending. There was an SNL skit with a bird on a stick Saturday night,
I'll show you the
too.
Picture. Really? That's weird.
Yeah, like, but...
Why, like, explain the bird. Why do you have a fucking bird on a stick that you're scared of?
It's well, a real bird.
Oh, it's yeah, a, oh, it's a real bird.
Why is it on a stick?
Well,
it's a real
like,
bird.
I've had it since I'm like 5 years old, and it's going to outlive all of us.
What?
That's such a
it
weird
lives 80 years.
What?
Yeah, you'll die before.
See,
the
dogs
bird.
Are dogs
more
are sure. like the
I
pet,
swear.
Right? And I don't like cats, but I'll accept a cat. Really, anything outside of that, you're a freak.
What
but if you have a
here.
Bird,
this on a Swiffer.
And he said it's going to outlive all of us.
Yeah, birds
I'll fucking
like
kill that bird if it outlives me.
I know. Imagine like a girl coming
you know
over,
what?
Hey,
this
you
bird
got a dog.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does, bro.
What's the bird's name?
Rudy.
Rudy.
Not
okay.
That bird
I'm clearing some things up here. I thought you had an apartment, so it's a bird at your parents' house.
So, yeah, but my
okay.
parents also moved to Florida and left me with the bird.
That makes more sense. I thought,
do
I was like, why do you still have a bird if you live
with a bird?
Yep.
That's pretty baller to live in this house, even though it's your parents, but I got the house.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I didn't mean anything talking about that. I just meant like I understand. I thought you were just traveling with a bird you hate, like moving apartments with like I fucking hate this thing, but
just
I can't
go.
Okay, I get this. That makes more sense.
So obviously, for the most part, it's in a cage. But
yeah,
like in this moment right now, is it just like flying around the house and shit?
Yeah, fucking. It just goes around. Well, yeah.
And if you just open the door to the cage, it'll like put itself away.
Yeah, and it showers by it. Goes in the shower. You put it on the shower. Yeah.
We need a shower.
What
why
fuck?
Do you let it out of the cage if you're scared of it, Marty?
Wait, because wait,
it,
wait. Let's go
let
back
out,
to the
don't
showering.
Let it out, come attack me
what
one
does
time.
That mean? It showers.
Put the shower on, it walks around and wets itself. Takes
what,
a shower.
A bird bath?
Do not talk to me like I'm the idiot.
It
takes a shower.
It showers. What are you a fucking
what
idiot?
Are
you
talking
never
about?
Had a bird?
Birds are not, they
but
don't take
like
showers.
Any girl coming over, hey, you got a dog? Like, nah, you want to go pet my bird or some shit?
Yeah,
it's horrible.
No.
See,
no,
that's
no
a hand job you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
And does it talk?
Oh, yeah, it's got my voice.
No,
oh,
it
funny.
Doesn't. Yes, no, it doesn't.
You got a fucking bird that talks like a mush idiot.
I hate when I can't understand things. I can't understand this. What do you mean it has your voice?
Because it's a mimic.
You gotta
so
get
it talks
yeah,
like a
so
bird.
It's got, like, I'll be in the shower. It's like, oh, it's mom, it's my voice. She's getting pissed. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
You have a distinct voice, too. Bro.
That's
you
what know, I mean.
Like, it sounds like a moron all day.
I understand birds can talk. I didn't know they could mimic your voice.
Yeah,
I house sat for a house with, like, it was a mansion one time. It was like fucking 12 bedrooms, beautiful fucking mansion, and we would have people over and show them all around the house. And the only thing we were supposed to do while we were house sitting is look after this bird. And so at like the last weekend of the house sitting, we were giving people a tour, and it was this beautiful white bird, and we got to the bird room, and it was just fucking dead at the bottom of the shit. It had just fucking died. I don't know if we weren't feeding it enough.
Like he just said, birds was lived to like 200. Your bird died.
It died in like the week I was with it. I was just looking after this beautiful fucking bird. I was like, my buddy was in correspondence with them, so I just like left the house that day, and I was just like, you got to deal with this. Yeah. But they were honestly devastated. Like, it was like their family bird.
Come on, I'd like, you can't
I'd
be
like
that
flip,
upset. Like,
I'd flip all furniture, make it look like there was like a robbery or something.
Someone broke
in
and killed like your bird.
Like I've tried to sell it though. Like so, like when I'm down, I actually try to sell it, and someone like.
How much would it go for?
Yeah, like $1,000.
It's beautiful, but then we heard his voice.
You should offer it to your bookie. Like, I'm a little short this week, but you have a bird. Ace Ventura shit. Also, shout out to Hubs. Hubs is a bird too. We got two bird guys in here.
He said he's gonna outlive us.
Yeah, 85. Yeah. Oh, wait,
Hubs is a bird guy too.
Ugh,
fucking stickos.
Fucking weird, man.
Well, he doesn't like his.
Why do you guys love pets?
You have a bird. Then you're a bird guy. I don't care if you like it or not.
Yeah, that's trash.
Birds
is trash.
This bird stuff's weird. Let's talk about something truly insane.
What's next on the topic? I just threw the cards away.
Well, Barstool Riggs.
Oh, wait, real quick, though, for the golf nerds. Ryder Cup, Phil stunk, and he's still out there doing his karate kick. People don't want to see that after you just ruined everything for the country.
He's really loose.
I feel like the Ryder Cup is a big deal until they lose, and then it's like, well, that was like an extra thing that we do.
Yeah.
If you win, you ride for your country, it's like a gold medal, you're all pumped about it. If you lose, I feel like it's like,
we didn't care anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That's how it was. I'm always a big hockey and soccer. No matter what international jersey's on, I'm in. I learned Saturday morning, I woke up at like 7:30 both days this weekend, wild.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you like it?
I was fine with it. I didn't get out of bed until like 2 p.m., but I woke up at 7:30. I realized Saturday morning there's nothing else to watch, so I put on the Ryder Cup. I realized I very much care about international golf until Sunday when they lost. And I was like, man, I don't really give a fuck.
I don't care anymore.
It is like a all reward, no risk type of thing in my mind. It's like, it's an exhibition technically.
Did
if you
Tigers
lose, but
win?
If you win, it's everything.
Did that like,
Tigers
I feel
stunk,
like it clouded, but I'm saying his win last week, did that like cloud the Ryder Cup? I feel like all the golf world was like, oh, we already got our win or whatever.
I know that the Foreplay boys were all about it. I mean, I think they, again, had he won the Ryder Cup, they would have been like, he's all the way back.
Yeah.
If he loses,
but
they're
I think losing the Ryder Cup means he's back because he always sucks in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, it's true. It's just,
I think
right
that that's
park.
One of those things where like, he just can't play with a partner. Like, at least, you know, the first two team rounds.
He's never really.
No, but I just think that your partner would be so nervous to be playing with Tiger Woods. I don't think it matters, especially when he's playing with Bryson DeChambeau, who I don't give a fuck if he's from California. You're French, bro. Your name is Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, get out of here.
He shouldn't be allowed on the American team. But I think like Bryson DeChambeau is playing with Tiger Woods. I don't give a fuck, man. You're nervous.
Bryson DeChambeau failed America this year.
What about Tiger?
Listen.
We got a lot of features on this rundown.
Yeah,
we do.
Listen.
I love when Frankie says, listen. He's always
the Ryder Cup was a disappointment. There's no cloud in that, right?
Before you start, let me is it true that it's kind of like, if we win, awesome, and if we lose, it's not really
no,
a real
it's
thing.
Awesome regardless, but I think this one was a little bit different. It started at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, how can you really get jacked up? I was getting jacked up at 2 a.m. I was like, I had my breakfast at 2 a.m. I started my day at 2 a.m.
You woke up?
Did you really?
Huh?
You woke up at 2 a.m. to start the day?
Yeah,
that's
Friday.
Insane.
Friday, yeah.
That sucks.
And you get jacked up, and then Golf Channel, we love Golf Channel. They give us some good guests. We have some great stuff with Golf Channel. They just dropped the fucking ball with the coverage. 2:30 in the morning on a Friday morning, everyone's ready to watch Tiger Woods tee off at the Ryder Cup. They show him tee off, and then they go to 4 minutes of commercials. They show the next shot, then they go to 4 minutes of commercials. I was legitimately setting alarms every 3 minutes to wake myself up when the commercials would come back. So it was like you couldn't get into it. No one really cared at that point. The USA got absolutely fucking demolished. It was embarrassing.
Because no one cared because Tiger already
no,
Tiger
see, like that,
care.
No. We were
had he won, had he lost, do you think?
We still would have been. It was the same amount of, I mean, if anything, it was more. It was like, oh, Tiger's going in as the best golfer in the world. He's going to kill all of Europe. And then we just got set back years and years and years ago.
Riggs will have some stuff for us, though, right? He's working on a video for
USA just, but also, like, all was barely expected to win, right? USA just doesn't win in Europe.
Yeah, it's weird. They set up the golf course for
specifically
Europeans,
that,
so that they like because we bomb the ball and we hit it really far and we don't hit fairways. So they
basically home court advantage, right? It's like
But it's one thing, home court advantage. Nothing to design a course. Like, we're playing on this one.
Yeah, but that's like when it comes back to America, we should do the fucking.
Oh, no, that's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I tried to make that argument over the weekend. Someone's like, don't most of these Europeans like live in America and then like play the U.S. courses also? Like, they live here during the year, and then they play, like, all of our courses during the tournament.
Fuck Europe. That's what it comes to. Europe fucking sucks.
But they were fucking awesome.
I mean, they crushed it. Oh, wait.
Francesco Molinari.
Can we just officially hate Patrick Reed now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was a big, fat thief. An asshole, but he was good for America. Now he's not good for America?
And he's a whiny little bitch, too. Yeah. Like, he was blindsided. He's like, I want to play with Spieth.
No, actually, Spieth said, this is weird. I hate Patrick Reed. I fucking hate him. I call him the flubber thing from, what's it, the little green thing from Flubber?
I think it's called Flubber.
Is he called Flubber?
Yeah.
Okay. So there it is. I got it.
We got
he's
there.
Just like, he's a very hateable person. His wife is a complete lunatic. Have you seen this stuff with his wife?
I think I saw maybe you screenshot her tweet.
She's all over the place saying that her husband doesn't like to play with certain people. And
Jesus.
Like, stay out of this, right? Like, you don't need
but
to
she
be,
she already
like,
sucked, though. Didn't she have stuff with his mom or whatever?
She's the reason he doesn't speak to his family. She's like, you're not allowed to speak to your family.
Oh, when Aaron Rodgers with it or Jordan Rodgers?
I made this comparison on Foreplay. I legitimately said that I think that Patrick Reed goes home to his he sits down for dinner. She takes out his brain, like in Westworld, and puts it into his computer, and she just like tells him what to do that day because he has no actions on his own. But the Patrick Reed stuff's weird. Like Spieth said, he doesn't want to play with him because he's an asshole. And then Patrick Reed's like, I know I'm an asshole. I know you don't like me. I don't like you. But we should still play together and win this Ryder Cup.
Kill it. Yeah.
And Spieth's like, no, I just don't want to play with him. So I gotta think
everyone
that
in golf
like this,
is such a big.
There's faults
pussy.
On both sides. Yeah.
Damn, Frankie. Right. Everyone in golf's a big pussy. Thoughts?
I mean, look at me. I am a pussy. Right? Like, I'm not going to fucking beat
we rest
anyone
our case.
Up.
Got to play a real sport like basketball.
Yeah.
And if you need any sort of basketball coverage, our guy Reeves, he wrote 18,000 words breaking down all 353 Division I basketball teams.
Like this, if Reeves tells me he did this as a joke, okay. A very tentative... Barely giving it to you, okay. Well, I'll give you the okay, because if Reeves is smart enough that he predicted it, we're going to make fun of him on the fucking rundown for this, and that everyone's going to lose their fucking minds.
All exposure is good exposure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you predicted that, fine. If you wrote the fucking... I imagine this is every team in Division One.
Yes.
And you get it at 3.
Right?
Like, imagine leaving someone out after 383 teams. Like, you're already
if you just select 383, it's even
let
crazier.
Let me see like, what he's... What is he, like, saying on
how
Twitter?
How does he justify it?
18,000 words. 19,000 words.
18,000 words, 353 teams, 1 million page views. Maybe please talk to a bunch of coaches for some help. Here are my 1 to 353 D1 hoops rankings for this season.
I mean, that
he's an asshole and he's lying. He doesn't know all the fucking. He doesn't know that much about basketball. He doesn't know about these teams.
But, like, nobody knows that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just like, hey, Southeastern Appalachian State, they got, like, a great backcourt. And
yeah, no
their coach is up and coming.
Who's like, okay. Honest to God, if someone, how many people read this entire thing in the whole?
That's what I mean. He's an asshole for writing it, and you're an asshole if you read it.
Yeah.
If you go from the front to the back.
But great work, Riggs. We support you, pal.
arguably the bigger asshole. No, not bigger.
It's just a preposterous amount.
18,000 words.
It's like being like a scout, like a football scout or some shit. They don't know that much about every single player. You have to kind of rough it and give a general idea. Like no one knows about 300 something of something like very timely. Like this is only this year.
No one knows that much about anything. I always talk about when we were at the Super Bowl this year, we went out with some CBS people and we were kind of talking about like podcast rundown stuff like that. And we're like, yeah, we don't do like X's and O's. They're producers of like the CBS like pregame show and stuff like that. And we're like, yeah, we don't do X's and O's because we don't know shit about that. We kind of talk about like the culture of the sport and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they said, you want to know a little secret? The guys doing the X's and O's don't know either. So like, no one knows anything.
Yes.
To pretend 383 reasons. I'm looking right at the camera. 383 teams. Get the fuck out of here. You're nuts.
Some overachieving, try-hard bullshit, Reeves.
When I get to 600 to 700 words on a blog,
said
I know it's time to wrap it up.
Gaz said that like every college is tweeting at him, and like there's guys on the basketball team being like, it's us against the world, we're ranked like 350.
Again, if he knew that was coming, if he predicted that, a hell of a job, you deserve a raise.
But
you didn't, though.
Yeah,
so you're
an
asshole.
Like the 320th team, you can't argue it's fucking 40 spots better than the 360th
yeah.
team.
Like
there's no basis for
like
that.
Like there's some dude who's 319 being like, well, we should have been 318. This is bullshit.
Another snub.
Riggs, you're a fucking madman. And if it weren't for all his other blogs, I would give him credit and think that this was just like something he kind of cooked up.
No, but he's been.
But I mean, he does like the top 25 players in the Mountain West. Like, that's fucking nuts, Riggs. That's crazy. How about this? You wanna know what's just crazy? Gaz calls him Regs.
Regs.
Gaz, go ahead, Regs. Gaz, like, what's Barstool Regs doing?
Nobody here pronounces anybody's name right. It's just.
Everyone is a goddamn asshole in this room.
Fucking
sucks.
Everyone.
With all due respect to everyone, fuck everyone.